You are listening to the Fit Figure Formula podcast. I help female perfectionists beat self-sabotage and lose the weight for good using the Fit Figure Formula coaching program. I'm your host, Stephanie Riles, registered dietitian, personal trainer, and mindset transformation coach. If you've been struggling with all or nothing thinking, negative self-talk, or self-sabotage, this is the podcast for you. Learn how to get consistent and become the best version of yourself from the inside out. So let's get started. Hello and welcome to episode 23, How to Trust Yourself, Part 1. I am very excited to bring you these three mini-sodes because I have been talking to so many ladies who are telling me they don't trust themselves. And they may not say those words exactly, but I just have this thing. I do this with clients and potential clients where I'm listening deeply to what you have to say. And I'm hearing what you're not saying. And so I am hearing people describe themselves, ladies describe themselves in a way that lets me know that I don't actually trust myself. I don't think I can do this. There's a lot of self-doubt there. And I want to break this down because this is the cornerstone of consistency. We always say consistency is key. Well, we cannot get there without trust, but how do we get to fully trusting ourselves? Trusting ourselves is also highly correlated with self-discipline. And I want to really break this down over the next three episodes. So you will definitely want to come back and watch or listen to part two and part three of this discussion on self-trust. So I'm going to hop right in. So in this episode, you are going to learn the very first step of self-trust, which is absolutely so important. Number two, you're going to learn what not trusting yourself sounds like. Like, what is the verbiage? What is the vocabulary that you will tend to use if you actually don't trust yourself? And then how and why this first step of self-trust is going to absolutely transform your life. And this is exactly what I teach my clients inside of the Fit Figure Formula. So the Fit Figure Formula is my signature 16-week program where I take you from step one. And I'm not only going to be teaching you macros, how to hit your macros without tracking every day, how to get lean and lose weight and lower your A1C and lower your cholesterol, and all of those strategic things. I'm also going to be teaching you fundamental, essential skills like self-trust, like how to get yourself to take action, which is just motivation. Motivation is just the ability to overcome your resistance and take action, how to get consistent, how to set boundaries, how to stop the negative self-talk and thinking that you're failing, and all of the mind drama that comes with trying to transform yourself on the outside before you actually transform yourself on the inside. So I specialize in helping women who have been trying this for so long. You're back and forth and you just want to live a healthy lifestyle without having to diet. But we got to tackle the inside first. And that is what I help my clients do inside the Fit Figure Formula. So at any point that you are interested or curious about what it's like to coach inside of the Fit Figure Formula, if you want to coach inside my group program, or if you're interested in coaching one-on-one with me, I always say that if you want to join the most supportive nutrition and mindset program on Beyonce's internet, then you need to run, not walk, to the show notes and click the link. Apply to work with me. We get on a one-on-one call where I can talk to you more and make sure that it's a good fit. I get to know you better. I get to know your struggles, what you've tried before. And then we get to talk about how I can help you. And we make a powerful decision on that call, whether or not this is the right next step for you. Okay. And it's a no pressure next step. So if you're getting value from these podcasts and you're still struggling, I see you're still listening. These next three episodes are really going to help you to overcome your resistance to booking your call and start with the seed of starting to trust yourself. Okay. So these are going to be mini-sodes. So I'm going to get right to the point and I am going to let you really digest this. I really want you to think about and really journal about what I'm going to tell you today. because if you dig into this a little bit more, there is so much there. If you've been stuck, if you've been considering coaching with me, or you've been considering starting your journey or restarting your journey, and you're just like, man, I just don't know if I'm going to put in all this effort and it's not going to work again, and you've been stuck, this is for you. And I want you to really take these nuggets and apply them to you. Okay. So first step of self-trust is forgiveness, right? You have to forgive yourself for any time you failed in the past, for trying keto and going vegan because you wanted to lose weight, and all the diets that you've tried, Weight Watchers, Atkins, watermelon diet, the military diet, all the things. The only reason that a lot of you will say, I don't trust myself, or I'm not disciplined, or I'm inconsistent, is because of the past. And in order for you to create a new body, in order for you to create a new mindset, in order for you to create a new story, you've got to let that old one go. And I know that sometimes you're like, well, how do I forgive myself? How do I just let that go? And there are several ways that you can kind of like get it out, but it requires utter honesty. And I think a pencil and a piece of paper, because at the end of the day, our surface level thoughts, if I ask you, okay, what do you need to forgive yourself for? You could tell me some things and those would be valid, but it's when your brain stops and you kind of have to think a little bit and there's a pause and there's silence. That's when you go in and you're digging a little bit deeper. And all of that stuff, like the deeper things, those are the things that we got to get out. So I would definitely just take some time and think about your health journey. Think about how you grew up, what messages you got about dieting or your body or food or fitness, and really think about, what is it that I need to unlearn? What is it that I need to forgive myself for? And really journal that out on a piece of paper. That is so, so, so important. And it may not be a one-time thing. This may be a journey for you. So consider, I don't want you to think of like forgiveness as it's like one time I put it on paper and I just forget about it, or a one-time thing. Maybe your forgiveness is a journey where you allow yourself time to remember that you don't have to pick up that story again, that you don't have to pick up that shame or that guilt again, that when I say I forgive myself, my brain will have a tendency to go back and try to pick up that same story again and beat me over the head with it. And I have to remind myself, oh yeah, I forgot that I forgave myself for that. And if I forgive myself for that, then what does that look like for me going forward? What does it mean for me to forgive myself? That's a great question. Write that down. What does it mean for me to forgive myself? And what does that look like? Right? So I'm going to give you some tips on what it sounds like when you have not forgiven yourself. Okay. When you have not forgiven yourself, you are explaining or describing yourself as undisciplined. And people say like, I'm just not disciplined, or I'm not consistent, or I know myself, I will eat all the snacks in the pantry, so I just don't even have them in there, or I can't control my cravings. And I know sometimes it may feel like, well, I haven't been consistent and I did try and fail a lot of different times. So it may feel like, well, these things are just truths. I am just taking an observation and I'm telling you, but there's always more than one way to look at a situation. There's always more. There's always another way that you can actually tell the story in an empowered way. And if you have been telling yourself that I'm not disciplined, I need to be more disciplined with my eating, I'm just not consistent, I know myself, and if I walk in this certain bakery, you know, I'm going to eat 3 slices of cheesecake or whatever it is. Really think about, what does it look like for me to let that go? what would it sound like for me to let that go? And when I work with my clients in my group and one-on-one, I always find it so interesting because over time they start to catch themselves. So at first, right, they're deeply in their story, just like you might be. You might be deeply in your story where you're just like, I cannot see myself thinking any different or being any different, or I can't see my past any different. Like I can't explain it any different because this is the way it was. But as we work together through my process of helping you to understand that your thoughts are a choice and the way you frame the story is a choice, my clients start to catch themselves in mid-sentence and switch the vocabulary to a more empowered one. And that is such magic. So if you are that person who is telling yourself that I'm not disciplined, it's only because of your past. So what if you wiped the slate clean? What if you were really able to mentally and emotionally start from scratch and just say, you know what? I'm not going to base who I want to be based on what I've been. So I want you to think of this analogy. Have you ever told a lie? Have you ever just like not been completely truthful? Whether it's, you know, you just told a bold-faced lie, or you kind of omitted something that was pretty important, right? Or just told a little white lie not to hurt someone's feelings, right? So think about that time. And do you say, like, do you describe yourself as I'm a liar? Do you let that time that maybe you didn't tell 100% of the truth, do you let that define who you are and who you're going to be and introduce yourself as I'm a liar? Probably not. Right? So you, and that's a choice. So you do not have to let your past dictate who you're going to be in the future. Okay. So I could give probably a dozen more examples of times when we have done something, but we don't necessarily describe ourselves as a person who does that thing because that doesn't define who we are. Right. So there have been so many times throughout my life where I don't work out for like weeks or months at a time. And I don't make it a problem because I trust myself. Number one, I know my identity is I am disciplined. And number three, if I zoom out and I look over, you know, months and months and years, I have shown up. And sometimes like you're just in a lull and I allow myself to go through that without making it mean that I'm not disciplined or consistent. At the end of the day, you cannot tell me that I am not consistent and that I am not disciplined because that is not necessarily what I do. It's who I am, and only I get to decide who I am. Okay. So those are very powerful ways to think about yourself. Think about how your life would change if you decided who you were. If you got to decide what story you told yourself. So one of the reasons why this first step is so important of trusting yourself and forgiving yourself is because once you no longer have this story based on your past of I'm not disciplined, I'm inconsistent, I'll eat all the things, I can't control my cravings. Once you don't have that story anymore, what are you left with? This frees up your mind to not be attached to the label of I'm an emotional eater. If you're not an emotional eater, then what are you? And it frees up your mind to decide, well, who do I want to be? What would I desire? How would I like to describe myself? And if you were to let go of the story of I'm not consistent, now what's your story? You get to decide. You get to decide what your story is, and that puts you in control. When you're saying, I'm not consistent, that means you're not the one that's in control, or you, at least you feel like you're not the one that's in control, because it's like, okay, if your story is I'm not consistent, well, but you want to be consistent, whose responsibility is it to be consistent? That's you. Right? I'm not disciplined, as if discipline is going to come and like tackle you it is your responsibility to develop the discipline. And when you let go of all of the stories that you've told yourself based on your past, and you start with a clean slate and you get to decide how you want to describe yourself and who you're going to be, this puts you in control. This puts you at the advantage, but you've got to let go of the other story to make room for your new one. Okay. Is that not so good, y'all? I'm not even joking. If you practice this, this is going to change your life. This is part one. Told you these are going to be short mini-sodes. Part two and part three are coming. I want you to practice this week. If you're listening to this, I want you to practice forgiveness. How do I forgive myself? What does that look like? What does it feel like? What does it sound like if I don't have to keep repeating it over and over again? And if you want help with this process, because sometimes when you're in it, it's kind of hard to see what's happening. And for whatever reason, I feel like I'm really good at listening and catching like the root of where a sentence is coming from. And I don't know what that's about, but it's a very powerful thing that I think can really help you really transform your life. And then it's actually a skill to learn as well. And my clients start to learn that skill because they start to hear themselves and they start to catch themselves in mid-sentence and start to reframe and stop the self-sabotaging vocabulary so that they can change their life. So if you want that kind of transformation from the inside out, you want to be able to say confidently, I'm disciplined with my eating. I trust myself on this journey. I'm really consistent and I don't have to be perfect. Then you need to be inside of the Fit Figure Formula. Go to the show notes, apply to work with me, whether inside the group or if you want me all to yourself and you want to do one-on-one coaching. It's one of my favorite ways to support my clients. So go to the show notes, click the link and apply to work with me. And the last thing that I will say is I will be giving away a complimentary nutrition consult when you share my posts on social media. So if we're not friends yet on Facebook, if we are not following each other on Instagram, definitely go over to those platforms and follow my profile, but also go and find one of my posts that resonates with you and share it. The more you share, the more opportunity you will have to get picked for a complimentary nutrition and mindset call. This is super duper simple. You can do this as much as you would like. Make sure you're tagging me so that I can see it. And I'm going to pick one person every single month to do a free call with. So have at it. Thank you for sharing. And I will see you on part two of How to Trust Yourself. Thanks for listening to the Fit Figure Formula podcast. If you're new here and you're struggling with your fitness journey, I invite you to take a super simple next step. Click the link in the show notes for a free training. If listening to this podcast has been helpful, imagine being inside the Formula Coaching Program. You can apply for coaching with the link in the show notes. I hope to see you inside.